community.
Good neighbours. Once there was a woman who lived utterly alone, far from any village or other houses, and she still had plenty of neighbours, though. Robins and wrens, badgers and blackbirds, foxes and hares, and they provided such delightful company that she, in turn, left them with fruit from her trees or seeds from her stores, scraps from her kitchen. Twice a year, a man from the nearest town came and made the long round trip to deliver a few essentials that she needed. Tea and sugar, salt and a big sack of oatmeal. The rest that she needed, she got from her garden or forage from the wild. A simple life, but it was enough. One winter, however, icy winds from the north brought a heavy snowstorm. Fat flakes fell from the dark sky for night after night. The fields soon lay under a thick white blanket, and her little cottage was completely snowbound, the doors and the windows all blocked. Soon her meagre food supplies ran out as well, without any chance of help being able to get through the snow. But her neighbours hadn't forgotten her. The birds brought berries and nuts which they dropped down the chimney. Foxes brought offerings of fresh meat. Hare provided sticks to keep her little fire burning. Badger rolled little balls of snow down the chimney to melt into fresh water. And so she survived the winter until early spring, when the blanket of white was replaced with a carpet of green. And when the delivery man eventually arrived at her house, he was surprised to find her all alive and well. "How on earth did you survive?" he asked. "Good neighbours," she said proudly.
What's your favourite winter activity?
Really, it has got to be still walking, preferably with a dog, over fields.
Oh, get the board games out and the dominoes.
Well, I guess I'd probably light a fire, get out a good book, or a craft project.
Winter's a good time to take stock, make do and mend. Gathering in. The dark of the year when winter blows, old summer is past and the hours grind slow. A lean, limp light and a cold that bites. Survival shifts, and indoors we retire. On a fragile loom, our time is spun. So what if a word of complaint is uttered? Each morning, in ritual of porridge, hot toast, we brace the grey day in layered wool clothes. We dream up a feasting, a gathering of souls, a room full of voices, a glowing of smiles, and side by side, a listening tribe we become. Flames torch the old rites, and we call back the sun. We tell the old stories, sing season's old songs, to keep us all going, and winter us well.
What do you most look forward to in winter?
I think more or less playing with youngsters outside, really. Just throwing the snowballs and knocking them over in the... playing angels in the snow and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Just getting out to play with the children.
Christmas!
Winter is a time to sparkle with festivities.